This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
Baby Annabelle.
She's been quiet for the last while. Is she off or on? Did you put my hat on?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. You obviously listen to the show. That's nice that you put my hat on her though, Callum.
That's so cute.
I think I'm going to get attached to this thing, you know.
I think I'd be a great dad.
Oh,
well, hey,
you, Callum.
Because my dad was shy.
That's the reason.
He's just going to get milk.
You can be the dad who stepped up.
Can't get a pack of smokes.
Sorry, the sounds are.
Sorry, can you hear that out of interest? Because our boss said you couldn't hear that.
When it's next to the mic, I think you can.
We've brought in a doll.
That was so distracting.
Was she?
I could hear her in my headphones.
I could too. We've brought in a doll, baby Annabelle, and she's very lifelike. She sucks her dummy and everything. And Emma is going to mind her today. Dave's going to mind her tomorrow. I'm not doing anything. I have my hands full. I have a baby of my own.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Last few days of freedom, is it?
I know. What should I do?
I don't know, smoke.
I should. The baby's cooked at this stage. My midwife thought I'd gone paintballing because I had like a big bruise on my arm, and she was taking my blood pressure and she was like, where did that come from? And I was like, oh, I'd like hit it off a wall in Whelan's, which sounds so dodgy. And she was like, okay, I thought I was going to have to say, like, you can't go paintballing.
She was moshing.
I was trying to find the dad coffers.
I was in Fibbers. In the pit.
Callum, would you come over to live with me and get a video of me and the baby for the show tomorrow?
The baby.
I can't get me and the baby.
The baby. I want to give the baby a wash.
We leave it there, lads.
Yes.
I'm wrecked.
Bye.
I can't believe it's 20 to 11.
I can't believe you're a mother. It's crazy, right?
And I can't believe it's not butter.
Fiona in the morning. How's it going?
Hey.
Good morning. How are we? Tuesday morning, is it? Fantastic.
Yes.
We're flying through the week.
Pancake
Not really.
Tuesday.
Oh my God, it is Pancake Tuesday. Hey, what's your favourite pancake topping? We're not going to do that.
Let's make some pancakes and try and flip them without dropping them and see who wins.
That'd be fantastic.
Guys, I consider this excellent content.
No, we are not 2FM. Listen, what was I going to say? I came across a meme on Instagram, and the meme, if you will. Was a man sitting in bed, kind of looking off into the distance. And the caption is, me trying to decide if I should fake a sick day or save it for another day.
No.
I got that sent to me from...
Liked by Emma Nolan. Which I would like you to explain immediately. Me trying to decide if I should fake a sick day today
or save it
for another day. Liked by that little bubble in the top, in the bottom left corner with Emma Nolan's lovely face in it floating around. You would take a sick day
and risk myself and
Fiona having to do the show on our own.
I got this sent to me on Thursday from...
UTI, I don't think that happened.
Excuse me. Giving me doctor's receipt. Emer sent that into the group, me and Megan, on Thursday, saying this just made me laugh way too much. I'm name dropping everyone now, but Megan saying, I think about this each and every morning.
Yeah.
And I think everybody
don't
does,
we
be
all?
Honest.
Don't
yeah.
we all?
You have a moment going, do I need a job? Do it.
I don't wake up thinking I'll pull a sickie. I wake up and I go, okay, how long until I can get back into this bed? Like, how many hours?
Or that's good
I
as
could
well.
Do, I could do 5 hours maybe.
I wake up thinking, maybe I'll fake a pregnancy to get 6 months off. And it's working.
It's doing really well. Sunny Federa and DOD, it's Think About Us on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And of course, Spin, the home of 10 plus 1. If you catch Michaela or Steve K later today playing an 11th song in the row rather than the famous 10 spin hits in a row, you could win some epic prizes.
All right.
How was Valentine's Day, guys? We all have a very romantic Valentine's. Dave, you were off last week and we were talking about this was before you left. We were talking about our incredibly unromantic Valentine's Day plans.
Mine was unromantic. Me and Pippa, I arrived home from holidays. Mm-hmm. Pippa picked me up from the airport and gave me a present.
That's romantic.
And
Huge.
Then I gave her a present. And Huge. Then we went to, she dropped me home. I got changed. We went to Neil Delamere.
Some call him Cupid Delamere.
Exactly, yes. And then we came home and we had an argument. And it was just a real lovely start to Valentine's Day.
So you've got the passions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You care.
Yeah. What was the gift that you got her? I know yesterday you revealed that.
And you thought you were going to go, what was the argument? I'm like, I actually don't know anymore. Because I love her and I forget all arguments.
Mm.
Even when she's wrong. What was I going to say?
What did you get her? She I got her you that T-shirt with her face on.
I just got her some duty free because she dropped me and picked me up from the airport. So I got her some like cocoa bonds, you know, those Kinder ones.
Beautiful.
And I got her a big pack of jellies as well.
Nice.
But that, so I said one was for the pickup and the lift,
and one was for V-Day.
But in fairness, I got her Uggs only the week before, and I was just like, "This is for your Valentine's Day."
You got her Uggs.
Uggs.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
I
said
it sounded
and
like you said rugs as well.
Flyers as well.
Flyers. I spent Valentine's Day in Bray with my mom and her friend and her friend's husband.
Like every new married couple should do.
Exactly. Dwayne was there as well, but there was just about 60 people between us because we were performing stuff.
Okay.
Very romantic.
Lovely. Well, we were talking about how it was going to be quite unromantic for all of us. And last weekend, I was down in Waterford staying at my parents' house. My parents weren't there with a load of friends in the house as well.
My parents aren't over, Jack. Yeah. We live together,
sneak
darling.
Up the bedroom window. No, I'll put my back out.
We had said, let's not do any gifts at all for Valentine's Day because we've got a trip next month. Blah, blah, blah. Lovely. No bother. But I did know that I was going with my friend Avon and her partner, and we would both be showed up quite a bit on the Saturday morning as they did their Valentine's Day.
Oh, mother of God.
I'd imagine they would go all out.
The big teddy bear. What happens to them big teddy bears? Because, like, I'd imagine people like your friends get them teddy bears every year.
And then what? Where do you put them?
Are they in storage?
I don't know.
Where do teddy bears go?
That's actually really good. There should be like an RT Investigates. Where do the Valentine's teddies go?
Do you know what I mean? Like an old book.
I hope so. I hope they can be used for good.
Jack and I were driving to Waterford on Friday. We stopped for some food and to fill up the car. And
romantic.
As he was in front of me in the queue, he picked up a Valentine's Day card and said, "Don't look." And I said, "Thank you so much. That's beautiful."
That is cute.
That's gorgeous.
That is nice. Wow. I do like that.
I just got a text there that came through. Apologies, my phone wasn't on silent. From said Anthony, Avian's boyfriend, saying, "Defo no teddy bears."
Oh, okay. Anthony, you're really letting the ball drop here, Anthony.
No, I think that's sustainable.
Did you ever get her a big teddy bear, Anthony?
He definitely did.
So we woke up on Saturday morning. I had yet to write my card, okay? Jack was very inspired because on Friday's show, Fiona and I did like a roses are red rhyme off on the show. Hers were really good, mine were really bad because I forgot to make them romantic. Anyway, Jack was taking the mick out of me the whole way down for this. When I opened my card from the petrol station on Saturday morning, it said, "Roses are red. For you, I moved to Dublin. So come here to me and let's do some cuddling."
That's actually adorable.
Did you like
really
that?
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I can appreciate it's adorable.
It was an attempt.
I think it was great.
We get to about midday on Valentine's Day. I'm really struggling. It had been a late night. I was exhausted. I couldn't string a sentence together. I was looking at this card and I needed to write it. So I started with roses are red, trying to get one back at him.
Of course.
Completely lost my train of thought. Just kept writing. Couldn't work out how to save it and make it rhyme. Running out of space.
Oh my God, I can't.
2,000 words in. Can I have more paper?
Please, miss. Can I have more paper? And squeezed into the corner. "This poem doesn't rhyme, but I'm so happy you're mine?"
That's cute.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. It's not bad.
I thought that was all right.
I think
that's good.
No, Pippa writes me two cards.
Oh yeah?
But one where she just kind of takes the mick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't like seriousness.
That's good.
Then the other one is card two. And she's always like, "I have to write this because I need to let you know how I feel." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. I don't care."
I don't want to know.
Do you know what I mean? So I just kind of open it up real quick and go, "Yeah, it's lovely. That's great. Thanks a minute."
Yeah.
Guys, then, update from Anthony.
No, go on.
Everyone prepare to get sick. You ready?
Oh, go gosh.
She said, "Nope. I am her teddy bear."
Aw. Hey, that's
your barred, Anthony. Open to 2FM with you right now.
It's Jazzy and Can't Deny It here on Spin, your number one hit music station. Okay, after 8 o'clock this morning, we will play the Tricky 10. Get all 10 questions correctly within 55 seconds. Win yourself €1,000 this morning. If you want to play, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp. Message us now, 087-711-1038. And as we say, that's on the way after 8.
Guys, there's been so much going on recently. We forgot something very important. We've obviously been getting over our Valentine's Day fights, trying to write our cards, preparing and setting our pancake batter so that it has had time to breathe by the time we get home. Oh my God, well, now you're screwed. You're going to have to wait till next year. We forgot one of the most important birthdays of the year. Happy birthday, belated, to Copperface Jack. All right. Happy birthday to one of the...
Happy birthday. can see those lyrics there,
sorry.
Fiona. Maybe don't talk over
I'm
them,
new
yeah.
here, guys. I'm actually leaving.
Don't worry, we're getting rid of her on Friday.
Don't worry about it. Probably when I come back, I'll have learned to not speak over. Not guaranteed, though. Not guaranteed, because baby brain. Okay, happy birthday to one of the crustiest institutions in Dublin's fair city. All right, if these walls could talk, they'd tell you nurses and guards are contracted by law to end up together, and that if your feet stick to the floor, you'll stick in your relationship as well. Nightclubs in Dublin come and go, but Coppers would survive an apocalypse, playing Get On Up by Five on loop to ward off zombies and any other negativity. Okay, first up, everyone gets a present. Unwrap it for yourselves there.
Oh, lovely.
Go on, guys.
Thank you.
Is it? Yes, it's the worst shift of your life from a lad who somehow managed to sneak his hurl into the club, making sure you know he played county in 2018 and can use the hurl as a prop if that's what you're into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But before I can give you your gift for keeps, a game. Which one of these girlies whose dads all seem to collectively own KPMG and all claim they have a gold card actually have a gold card?
Okay.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, unless you actually see the flash of gold, you can't get past this stage of the game. So please, choose wisely. Is it Shifra, Trina, or Blina?
I'm going to say it's Shifra.
It's Shifra, yes. Yay. Okay, we move on. Next, can you guess what's going to be the first thing you trip over on the dance floor? Is it going to be a scaldy mop bucket that's been used to clean the collective vomit of the Offaly Junior B team? Mm-hmm. Will it be your best friend telling you we have to leave immediately because she's seen her ex kissing a girl while somehow also simultaneously eating a breast in a bun from Supermax? Or will it be a broken glass that's landed on the dance floor through that terrifying net in the beer garden that doubles as a ceiling?
I'm going to say C.
C?
Okay.
If you guessed broken glass that's fallen through the ceiling net, you're correct.
Yay!
You get to shift Oisin while all his friends watch.
Yay!
Tapping their brown shoes to the beat of We're in Heaven by DJ Sammy. Final game and the most important one. Make an excuse to leave before the most dangerous part of the night, the lights coming on. If you let Oisin see you under that cold, dangerous part of the light, cold, unforgiving fluorescence, you may never know true love. So get yourself onto Harcourt Street, into a rickshaw, and off to the nearest chipper before the clock strikes 4 a.m. or whatever time it is Coppers is closed these days. Ah, Coppers, we love you. Google says you're only 30, but in our hearts, you've existed since the dawn of time, like dinosaurs and the Ten Commandments. Happy birthday, Gorge.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Coppers.
Happy birthday, Coppers.
I have never been.
You've never been to Coppers?
No. Nope.
Well, do you want a little hint of how it sounds?
This is what you're missing out on, David.
On. Oh, mother of God.
Most important. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cutting that tree.
Do they end with the national anthem?
Every night.
Oh, it's really Adrian Kennedy coded. I'm obsessed with that.
You gotta get there at some point.
No, I'm grand,
Dave.
Thanks. I was born better.
I have a gold card. The
imposter. Louis Tomlinson, an imposter on Spain. Are we all still watching Love Island?
Yes.
Are we as dedicated without our Jack Keating in there?
Yes, but I only watched the last 10 minutes of it last night. But my heart is still with it.
I feel like the last few days have gone a little bit boring.
I'm so bored.
Yeah. Well, it always does towards the end. What's there a week left?
Yeah, they're only doing like little games here and there and, you know, that kind of thing.
Whitney and Yeamon's date last night, was that the first date of the season?
They had done one, there was one other date, which was
Leanne and Scott
in the early
on.
Very early on. But obviously producers have spoken to them about their, like, behaviour and how they're acting and stuff, because they have literally
about WWE every night. None of that.
Yeah, it's completely a different vibe in there, and they're all really playing like it's like fairy dust has been sprinkled around. It's all
a bit boring now.
I saw Belle give Lucinda a hug.
A lot of people are saying that. I know. And Lucinda and Sean are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Did he tell her he loved her last?
Yes. He went from, do you want to be exclusive, to panicking 10 seconds later saying, or like, I'd love you to be my girlfriend, and then she said yeah, and he was like, I love you.
Oh my god, it was just a disaster from start to finish.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Seriously, what's worse? Waking up and realising Lucinda is your girlfriend, or waking up and realising Sean is your boyfriend?
Stop.
No, I love them.
Of course you do. My God, they're awful.
Sean's definitely called one of the producers mom. Like, you can just tell. He really has that energy.
It's nearly 7:30. Finally, it's going to be a dry day, but it is cold. I was frozen over this morning, were you?
Yes, icy.
0.5 degrees in my car.
Yeah.
I have to get the little jug out.
Mm. Highs of just 4 degrees today. Let's see what the story is on the roads. Alex.
Morning, yeah, as you said there, fairly.
Aperture from Harry Styles on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
All right, coming up after 8, I'm obviously leaving this week. I'm going on maternity leave. But before I go, I've got a little prezi surprise that I can tell Emma and Dave won't want, but fantastic. They have to do it.
Why leave us with a sour taste in our mouth?
Well, because that's what parenthood is. Right. You all have to be subjected to it.
All right, that's fantastic. On the way after 8 o'clock this morning.
First though, I was on holiday with my whole family last week, and as tough as that was, sometimes we had nice moments. My sister was talking to me about a show, and I instantly just guessed the premise of the show without knowing absolutely anything about the show.
Okay.
And I like to think of myself as quite good at doing that. Like, even if I'm watching a TV show or if I'm watching a movie or something with Pippa, I'll always, and say if she's seen it before and I haven't and she's like excited, I'll guess it straight away. I'll know what happens.
Based on
that's
what?
The word.
I don't know.
The poster, the name, what
no,
is it? That's
like, say,
away.
For example, if we're watching a show, I'll be like, I bet you that's his mom. And she'll turn around and be like, how did you know? Like, what? You know? And I'm like, I don't know. I just.
If it's like a mystery and who's the character.
Or something like that.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, I don't really like it because it kind of ruins TV shows and movies on me.
Yeah, and when you're showing someone something you love, you're so excited. You're like watching their every movie, being like, are you watching? Are you watching? But you've already figured out the whole plot. Like,
I think it was.
You, as a viewer who didn't get it, just feel so thick.
Yeah.
Just a spoiler alert, if you've never seen Shutter Island and you want to see Shutter Island, 4 or 5 minutes into it, I went, oh, he's insane.
That's I can't believe I didn't cop that at all.
Like, and I remember my girlfriend at the time being like, what was the point? Like, what? She was like, we've an hour and 40 minutes to go.
Doesn't he look like such a silly little guy?
He does, yeah.
You're like, you're such, a detective.
There's
are
such
you,
weird
Leo?
Little things happen. I was like, oh, he's insane. He's nuts. And she was fuming. It was very funny.
Didn't cop that.
So I kind of do that. And then Sophie, my little sister, was talking about this show, Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Two Broke Girls.
Mm.
And I was like, never seen it or heard of it, but I was like, guarantee I could guess the premise right now.
Yeah.
She was like, right, go on. I was just like, right, they're two total opposite girls. You know, they maybe live together, they work together, and two broke girls. I bet you one of them grew up having no money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had to have scams and that kind of stuff to stay on top.
Right.
While the other one, I betcha, grew up rich and now has no money.
Mm.
And now they work together and, I don't know, they're in some sort of thing together to maybe get money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she basically, Sophie just went, that's every episode.
Forever.
Forever. And I was like, I knew it. I just knew it.
Yes.
So I think I could guess, like, what a show is about without actually having ever seen it.
Okay,
that way I don't have to watch Netflix or Prime or Disney or anything like that.
So are you just going to sit for the rest of your life and stare at the wall?
Look, I'm so creative, you know. Whatever comes up in my head is probably better than the show anyway.
We need to get you in front of those executives. Yeah,
I'm literally looking at shows like on Netflix and we're like, I just already know what that's about. The shows I didn't know what were going to be about were like Severance, Pluribus. You know, these kind of shows. I'll always obviously still watch The Breaking Bads and things like that. I like that. And I'm not saying I'm fantastic at this, but I'm just saying sometimes and a lot of the times I will look at a TV show and go, I know exactly what that's about. I don't even have to watch.
Some of them, they kind of speak for themselves though, like Knocked Up.
Yeah, yes. True.
Yeah,
but I know what you mean.
I think we know what's going
to
happen.
But to get the plot of most of each episode is quite. Yeah.
I think I'd be terrible at this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to guess.
I kind of know the shows you've watched.
Yeah.
I know the shows you've watched as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like if we each give each other like a TV show and we have to explain it without actually having seen it. So you can give me a TV show you know for a fact I haven't seen. I guarantee you I'll be able to tell you exactly what happens.
And
in the
I'll
TV
try
show.
And guess what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then we do the same for you, Fiona, and the same for you, Emma.
Okay, let's do that in a sec. First though, what an interesting collaboration. Kasabian teaming up with Calvin Harris.
Ooh.
Speaking of two opposites, it's Release the Pressure on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 8:15. Good morning.
Pressure is on for sure. I was telling you that last week I was on holidays with my family and my sister was talking about a show called Two Broke Girls. I've never seen or heard of the show, but I just guessed the premise entirely really, really easily. And I feel like I'm quite good at doing that with TV shows and movies to the point where it annoys everyone else around me. 5 minutes in, I'd be like, bet you this happens. And they're always like, oh, for God's sake. I find it really entertaining to do. So what we've decided to do was give a TV show to each other that we know that they haven't seen.
Yes.
And we want you to describe it. So okay.
Now, just
like
before
go
we
first?
Get going, Lauren just messaged in, Dave, saying, try Dark on Netflix. You probably won't be able to guess the twist.
How am I meant to guess that now?
10,000.
I bet you there's a murder. I bet you there's a cop that's a bit off the rails. Do you know what I mean? Does his own thing and wears a trench coat. Guarantee it.
Okay. Lauren, she recommends it.
And I bet he has a daughter, but he doesn't talk to the daughter or something like that.
Oh, okay. I feel like there's something in that. Okay, right. I'm going to go.
He's a few hours like, I'd watch that. That's class.
I'm making note of that. How'd you spell Dark? Okay, I'm going to give Emma a show. So I'm holding up my sheet of paper that has it written down.
Famously, this must have been an easy one to pick as I haven't really seen much.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Okay, a show I have not seen.
20 seconds on the clock. Describe.
Oh, sugar. Okay. A lot of dragons and eggs. There is a blonde woman and she is in real life such a lovely girl, but in this show she's a devil and her boobs are always out. Then there's a guy who always has his willy out, I think. There's loads of willies and loads of boobs. I think that's why everyone loved it.
Wow. In fairness, that's just, that is Game of Thrones, in fairness.
Is it? Dragons and boobies and willies.
And a bit of incest, I think, for good measure. I've never watched it now, but that's what I think is it.
So, I picked up what was going on 10 years ago.
All right,
Dave, I'm going to hand over to you. This is a show that I really don't believe you've ever seen.
Okay.
It's a girly one that I watched over COVID and loved. It's called Jane the Virgin.
Okay.
Off you go.
It's about a girl who has moved to LA from maybe a Mormon family.
Right.
And what I'd imagine is she's probably never done it with a guy. She's starting to go to the clubs and things like that with her quirky friends.
Right.
And she finds a guy. He turns out to be the love of her life.
Oh, do you know what I wish you were? That kind of ruins the theory. No, Jane the Virgin is brilliant. It's about a girl who gets accidentally artificially inseminated and ends up pregnant while still being a virgin.
No.
Yeah, and it's really funny. Her life obviously descends into chaos. What she was injected with, the person responsible, is a very famous hotel owner. She's living her normal life with her boyfriend and it's just brilliant.
Interesting.
That softened your cough.
I've definitely never seen that.
It's so funny.
Okay. Right, Fiona, this is a show I definitely don't think you've ever seen, but I could be absolutely wrong.
Okay,
on this one.
I'll tell you.
Maybe it's like something you and Dwayne have watched.
Let's
so
see.
Your show
Why
is.
Why did you write it so small?
I was planning on handing it over to you as opposed to the show. Rick and Morty.
Oh, well, I've watched a bit of that. So
okay,
yeah,
the other one I have written down is, which I definitely don't think you've ever watched.
Okay.
Is Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I have never watched it.
20 seconds.
Okay, right. So Cillian Murphy wears a hat and he's very violent and he's got some lads who work for him and they are tormenting the streets of London and they probably have some dogs that are really well trained that follow them off lead and all and they fight people who owe them money.
Ooh!
Thoughts? Is that it?
I mean, I've never seen it, so I don't know. But it's definitely Birmingham, not London.
Oh,
I do know that bit.
That's what that was a test, and you passed. I haven't done a test on the show.
Is she right? Let us know.
And Cillian Murphy, though. Spot on. Here's Pink Pantherist. You're on Spin. I'm freezing outside. Spin. 103.8.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. It's just gone 8. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? Guys, I've been wanting to treat myself for a while to these new shoes that I kind of got.
Oh my God. Shoes.
Shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
Let's party.
That is a reference, by the way, Emma, to a video on YouTube from, I want to say, 2006.
Yes.
And me and Fiona love it.
We'll play it one day.
It's called Shoes.
We'll find a reason.
Very good.
And it's about shoes. A girl who gets shoes.
Yes.
Cool.
And these shoes rule and these shoes suck. But okay, so they're these kind of like slip-on loafers that I was like, oh, they'll be handy for when I feel like a toad during maternity leave and I like don't want to properly get dressed up, but they're not runners and they're not slippers and they look all right. And I went into the shop and she was like, okay, I only have left the display
oh, yeah.
of these. And I was like, grand.
Display Kit Kats.
The display Kit Kats. And I was like, okay, be brave. Be brave. Do what your dad would want you to do. I was like, would there be any discount for getting the display ones? And she was looking at me like, you are such a sap.
What? The, is like, that a thing?
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get, David. And I was
sometimes
like,
I kind of want that though. Like if they've been out in the sunlight and stuff in a window.
Yeah, but also being tried on by a load of feet.
Exactly. Exactly. So you'd be like,
and
oh.
Touched.
I really wouldn't care less about the fact they were in the sun.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if they were tan, discolored or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Touched by an angel and everyone else on Grafton Street. So I was like, any discount? And she was like, well, I could do 10%.
New devils as
like,
well.
Depending on what size you're up. And I was like, yeah, 10% is grand. And then she was like, oh, we actually found a fresh pair of them. And I was like, okay, grand. And she still gave me the 10%.
Oh, nice.
I was like, who the hell am I, bartering queen?
Bartering on Grafton
Street. On Grafton Street, no less. So I got some. I got the 10% off and they're the fresh pair.
See, it's just absolutely like little moments like that where you kind of realise you're a little bit older these days. And I'm not being funny, but genuinely. Like,
no, 100%.
It's just tiny little moments in my life that I go through and I go, huh, I'm a little bit older now because I find that interesting.
It's
or
so true.
I do that myself to get 10%. Yeah. I was talking to my friend Russell in the office this morning and I was like, you were away over the weekend. He said, yeah, I was in this hotel. And I was like, oh, very nice. I haven't heard of that. And he said, well, it's owned by, you know, these group and these brothers. And I went, no way is it. And I was like, why do I care who owns the bloody hotel?
You start knowing hotels. Yeah. It's time for an under eye cream.
Do they do breakfast in bed?
Yeah.
That's all you want to know.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin. Tricky.
Yeah. Let's do this thing.
Hey, 1,000 euro if you get all 10 correct. Wouldn't that be very nice?
Well, wouldn't that be lovely? Huh? I think that'd be quite nice indeed. We play the Tricky 10 each and every morning on Fully Charged around this time. If you ever want to come on and give it a lash, we'd love to have you. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. That's our number. Kira's on this morning. What are you up to?
I'm working from home this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice.
We have you up a bit early for working from home. We're sorry.
Yeah. Oh, well, my boyfriend woke me up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Sorry.
So.
Does he just like singing in the morning as well?
He makes a lot of noise, yeah.
Is it one of those relationships, Kira, where you get to stay in bed after he leaves and you're like, ah, oh God, thank God I don't have his life?
Yeah, kind of wave him off as he's going.
Little kiss, yeah, that's
cheerio.
Nice.
Saturday morning, we were all out really late Friday night. We had guests in the house who were all starting to sleep and Jack starts walking around the house at 7:30 going, I'm on fire.
Oh, for God's sake. Do you know what? That is so British of him.
I'm on fire.
What are you trying to prove?
Singing
like,
Bruce Springsteen.
Like, be quiet. Oh, I thought that was Kasabian.
Yeah, that's Kasabian.
Whoever it is.
Well, but Bruce Springsteen was on fire as well. They're both flammable
people. Amazing. And Kira, what do you do? What are you WFHing?
I work in human resources.
Oh, very good. Okay, you're keeping an eye
on. How did you feel about Dave calling Fiona fat a while ago?
Oh, that was a bad move, in fairness. But I did say afterwards she was awful neat.
It was technically true, so I think it's fine.
For context, in case you weren't with us, Fiona's pregnant. Dave was, and he didn't actually use the F word.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I did, but it's just because when she has the baby, she won't be anymore. And if she is, that's totally her prerogative and I won't judge her. I'm going to move on. And I think you should do the same, to be perfectly honest with you. Okay, Kira, here we go with the Tricky 10. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. It will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a brand new fuzzy charged snoozie to get cosy this winter. And my God, you'd need it at that degrees this morning. 0.5 degrees in my car. Awful. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you 1,000 euro on the spot. Woo! Lizzie is currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 2 in 55 seconds. Kira, do you think you can beat that?
I hope so.
Of course you can.
Confidence.
And no hate to Lizzie at all, but I think she just kind of panicked. So Kira, here's hoping you don't panic at all. Emma's going to ask her questions. The very best of luck.
Good luck, Kira.
Thank you.
Let's do
this thing.
You can do it, okay? Be as quick as you can. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Start the clock. How many Saturdays are there in February this year?
4.
The Half-Blood Prince was what number book in the Harry Potter series?
3.
The letter A is worth how many points in Scrabble?
1.
AJ Tracy and Mabel had a 2020 hit called West What?
8.
The word mountain contains how many letters? Mountain?
8.
What is 8 minus 4 minus 2?
2.
Fairview Park and East Wall are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
Cristiano Ronaldo wore what number jersey at Man United?
1.
September is what number month of the year?
9.
The girl band The Saturdays had how many members?
5.
Stop the clock.
Stop the clock with 7 seconds remaining on the clock. Well, you were very speedy, Kira. How did you feel you got on?
Oh, I don't know.
Kira, that was great, honestly. That was really, really good. Let's count it up, see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Ooh,
a score of 7, which, by the way, is Cristiano Ronaldo's number, Kira.
Spoiler alert. 7 and with time to spare as well, which we haven't had in a while. Let's just have a look at some of the ones that caught you out. All right, The Half-Blood Prince was what number book in the Harry Potter series? I feel like anyone who doesn't know these Harry Potter questions is cool and had a life growing up. I unfortunately did know the answer. You said 3. The answer was 6, which tells me that you had a life and we're cool.
Well, she works in Hedgehog. Sure, she can't be giving anyone to J.K. Rowling.
Very true. AJ Tracy and Mabel had a 2020 hit called West What? That was a tricky one. You said 8. The answer was 10. And Cristiano Ronaldo wore what number jersey at Man United? You said 1. The answer was 7. And also, shout out to you. I think you're one of the first people to get the postcode question right. I don't think anyone ever gets them. And
did you
got
it
so quick.
Do you know what? My boyfriend is obsessed with postcodes. And when we play it, we were playing yesterday. And yeah, we just kind of. That was actually one of the ones he asked me.
That's quite
can we
niche.
Just take a step back.
I actually agree. I'm obsessed with them as well.
What do you mean he's obsessed with postcodes?
No, I'm sorry. Totally
as in, like,
get
he
it.
Just he knows them off by heart. He's passionate about learning
but
them.
But it's more of like when we go into somewhere new, we're like, I wonder what postcode this is.
Is that what it is, Kira?
I don't know, but like, he was very offended that I didn't realise that Southside was even numbers and Northside.
Oh, yeah, that's a big revelation for a lot of
us. We did that on the show, and 40% of people knew it, and 60% of people didn't know it.
So
it was
don't
crazy.
Worry about it, Kira. Is that why he really gets up at 6 a.m. so he can learn all the postcodes and have
yeah,
a look
maybe.
At them? He doesn't have to do it for work at all.
Kira, well, we'll be so proud of you. You got your one spot on, and you're in a really good position to take the Fuzzy Charge Snooty later in the week.
Best of luck, Kira.
Well done, Kira.
Thank you.
Have a great
bye.
Day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Now, if you would like to come on and play tomorrow and take the title of the highest score of the week so far off Kira, we'd love to have you. 087-711-1038. With
I wouldn't. I like Kira. Mm. I want her to win. Mihaela Hayes in from 10 o'clock.
Mihaela
be with us.
Hayes.
Mihaela Mays, what?
Mihaela Hayes.
Mihaela Hayes. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Mihaela Hayes. Apologies, Mihaela. 10 plus 1. If she plays an 11th tune and you spot it, let her know and you could win huge prizes on the show. She's back from 10 and Steve K is in from 3. He's going to do the exact same thing.
I've already won because I'm finishing work this week. Not that I don't absolutely love this job and I'm barely
in the door.
I couldn't sleep last night I just couldn't sleep last night and I was like, Fiona's been on the show 10 months. It genuinely, that means that when she leaves on Friday, she will have never worked a March on this show.
But I was in the process. The wheels were turning.
No, but you weren't
having
here.
Coffees and whatnot.
You won't know anything about what happened.
March is
on
mental.
March
madness.
March is the best crack ever.
What happens in March?
Paddy's Day.
Okay. You were not in work that day. Right, I'll come in March. I'll come in March. Fast. I won't be looking the best, but I'll be here. Okay.
Does 6 months, knowing that you're off, does it hit the same as like, oh my God, fun, I'm away from work? Or is it like, oh God, I have to like give
is
birth
there
to
any
a child?
Party is like, I could mean, we possibly go to Lanzarote?
Oh, I 100% want to go on holidays.
Yeah.
Fact, I want the little baby's passport. Like, you know, when you have to
Toronto.
Lie them down and the little, like, they're like, have to lie down flat on the ground and they have like 8 chins so that you can take them to Albufeira. 100% we are going on holidays. Well, I famous last words, maybe I won't. But anyway, yeah, I'm finishing on Friday. I'm having a baby and it's very exciting. I will miss you guys. I'll be always just a phone call away if you ever want like a little voice note about how I'm doing. And what's been happening.
We'll keep everyone up to speed on how Fiona and Baba are getting on, don't you worry.
Oh, let's never call it Baba again.
Well,
never.
Interesting you would say that. Because I was thinking, I'm obviously going to be learning a lot of new things, taking on the role of being a parent. And I thought to myself, how would Emma and Dave potentially fare in this role that they're not looking to do at the moment and haven't suggested any in any way they're interested in? And I thought, why don't, before I go, I give them a bit of a challenge.
God, what's this?
In the form of...
Why?
What's this, Fiona? There's a doll in front of me.
It's heavy. This is baby Annabelle.
Isn't that the haunted one?
What kind of sound? What kind of sounds are they now?
I'm not sure. I feel like Patrick Kielty on the toy show.
I don't think babies that size can say wiggly.
Yeah, I know. I have to insist, hopefully no babies were harmed in the making of
this. Can you also hold her correctly, please?
Support the head.
If this is how you're going to hold your child.
Well, yeah, I want to put manners on it. Like, you can't just get everything guaranteed for free. There's no guarantee your man's going to hold you properly. Anyway, so here's what I propose.
Can
we have this little baby. I'm actually not sure how. That's what you're going to do. Okay, I'm going to throw the baby just once.
Over here and I'll get her out of the way.
Oh, Tommy!
Once she's in your care, you can't throw her, okay?
Right.
Whoa!
Right, I was going to throw her over here.
Stop. Give me. Oh my God.
Okay.
She's in the corner now.
Parents.
We're trying to hear what's going on.
Okay.
Tell me what's happening.
Right.
Why is there a doll here? And why have I just hooped into the corner?
It's still crying or it's still.
Yeah, she threw it on the ground, of course.
Okay. We're going to get you guys to mind the doll.
Oh, for crying out loud.
As if it was a baby. Think of this as like a home ec project or like the Love Island challenge where they get dolls.
We had to do this in school.
Did you? Or like
Annabelle, shut up.
Shut up. Hoof her out of the studio.
That's perfect. That's exactly, if that's how you're planning on taking care of the baby, make sure you document that. So Emma, you're going to go first.
What do you mean go first?
You're going to mind baby Peggy today.
Callum, this is really
going on.
She's interrupting us.
It was getting so vexed.
Callum is the brains behind this operation.
I'm not shocked in the slightest.
Callum is absolutely
loving. He's went and spent $3,000 on a fake baby.
Crying out loud.
Okay, you're going
you
to mind it today. Just document it. You can maybe take some videos, do some pictures. Let the doll meet Seamus.
Oh, God.
We're going to Aisling's musical later. You can bring it.
Yeah, bring the doll to the musical.
Brilliant, yeah. Aisling would love that. The kid crying in the audience. Yeah.
Well, you have to take the baby out.
You realise I'm at home with a dog. I can come back with an arm tomorrow.
That's okay. That's fine. That's all part
of the experience.
Oh,
that's fantastic. Thank God you're going first.
Because if all you come back with is the arm, then that's all Dave has to take care of.
Seamus might eat the voice box.
He definitely will.
Unreal.
Good, actually, that'd be ideal. Okay, so that's you, and we'll revisit you tomorrow.
Brilliant.
You'll mind the dot and keep us documented, and we'll put it up on Instagram. Bring the doll. Oh my God, strap the doll.
Strap the doll.
Strap the doll to you. It'll be very soothing. There's a buggy, for God's sake.
Have a pancake
Emma,
with it. I'm
going
to bring the doll to Mass tomorrow and get the ashes on the forehead.
Are you going
perfect.
To Mass tomorrow?
I wasn't planning on it, but you need to entertain the kids. Like,
get
need
the
to
doll
do,
the ashes. Babies are sinners, and that's why they have to get christened. So yes. bring the baby to get the ashes on the forehead. And then ask the baby what
just
it's giving
it
up for Lent. Yeah. You can document all that, and then we'll revisit that on Thursday.
If you're very positive about it when it's not your day, wait till you see tomorrow. That thing turned off at night time.
I think it's quiet now.
Right.
Sorry, Jack's going to love this.
He absolutely will. I can see Jack thriving in this scenario.
He's going to be like burping the baby, patting the baby on the back. He's going to be loving that.
I remember in school we had to do this with the fake baby. It was like during sex ed or whatever, where everyone in the class would have their turn to go home with the baby for the night, but it had the tester in it. You know, you'd be scored based on if you dropped it or didn't hold it properly or didn't feed it at the right time or changed the nappy at the right time. You'd be up half the night.
I've never done this.
It was big.
I didn't know they did it in this country. I thought that's very American.
Like a newborn feeding system. You'd be up every few hours overnight and stuff. You come back into school wrecked, handing back over the baby, and you'd be like gutted unless you didn't get like get a top score.
Well, that'll be you now tomorrow, and I'll rate you out of 10.
I went through a rough school. The kids were real.
Oh, I could do without this now today. But anyway, right. Thanks, Mel. If anyone needs to practice, it's probably you.
No, I know what I do. Grant.
Oh, lads.
Have a listen to this. That's Emma's child snoring.
It's not my child.
It is today.
Oh, for God's sake. Tell us what's going on.
Baby Peggy, I am leaving on Friday. I'll be back soon, though. I just have to go and have a baby very quickly. And as my parting gift when I go on maternity leave, I've brought in a doll. It's baby Annabelle, but she's very, very lifelike.
She's very vocal.
Yeah, she's very vocal. She cries. She opens and closes her eyes. She's laughing. She is haunted. She's possessed by the devil, which I forgot to add in that detail. So she will come into your house, but her spirit will never leave.
She found that funny too.
She's holding on to your fob. So I've tasked Dave and Emma with taking care of her. Emma's going to take care of her today and tonight, and Dave is going to take care of her tomorrow.
Now,
and
I will say, I just got handed her to start taking care of her from now, but Dave has really fallen in love with with Peggy.
Look, he's
Peggy. It's Annabelle.
I know we're calling her Peggy because I had a dream last week that Fiona had a child called Peggy.
Look at how she's holding your fob thing. That was so cute. To be fair, I did throw her at Emma, so maybe that's why.
Listen to this, right? So I just put the Dodie in her mouth, and the Dodie moves in and out like a baby would, like on a soother.
She just opened her eyes there when you moved her head.
So hold on, if I put her down. Which, to be fair, she probably needs to go down for a little bit of a nap now because I woke her up too late.
Dave's in love with this doll.
Dave, you'd be great on the toy show.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you need to get her to sleep because otherwise, because while she's sleeping, I need to be sleeping, you know?
Mommy sleeps while baby sleeps.
Go to sleep.
Dave, I thought you'd be allergic to this.
Wait for her to fall asleep and then I'll be thriving. Then I get my bits done, you know?
Get a wash on. Just do the Hoover.
Them
just
curtains
make the
need to go doing.
Presentable. Just feel human for if anyone's calling over.
So I'll have a diary tomorrow on my experience with Peggy tonight, which I guess I need to change my attitude because Dave's taking to this like a duck to water.
Really?
Dave, do you want to do it tonight? Would
Not
you
at all.
Her?
No. I've stuff on tonight. Oh, she's gone to sleep. Hold on. She usually snores when she's being quiet.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
Bit of peace and quiet around here, eh?
Lovely.
I wish I could show you David Hammond right now.
He's really looking lovingly at this doll.
I'll get a video up. He's obsessed.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
And when did you say you became broody, Dave? Well, there was this baby Annabelle in studio.
There was a haunted doll on the show.
And I thought you were kind of cute, you are. And myself and Dave have little stories to share with you this morning.
We do. We're in love. We're running away together.
And I'm pregnant.
For someone who's trying to dispel that rumour, you're not doing much.
Sometimes it gets a bit boring.
No, this story is a case of classic miscommunication. I want to set the scene. It's Friday night of the weekend just gone.
Okay.
I'm in Waterford. I'm at my sister's house. I'm with my boyfriend Jack, my sister, and my brother-in-law. And we're about to head out into town for a few drinks. And just as I was about to head out the door, my sister was in and out, sorting out jackets and locking up the door. I get a text from our David Hammond here.
Hello.
Hiya.
And for the purpose of the story, the main character's name has been changed, okay?
Okay.
So Dave's away on a ski trip with his family at the time. A message pops up from Dave. He says, "Jimmy Potts, do your parents know him?" And I know Jimmy Potts, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up with Jimmy Potts. He's from the same village that I'm from. He was very involved in the community when I was a kid. So was my mom with the drama side of the community as well, massively. And then it turned out when I was in secondary school, he was a teacher in my school as well.
Wow, Jimmy does it all.
So I said, this is a bit random. Even thinking back, I went on a trip with him and his family once when I was a child. My second kiss in my whole life was his young fella.
Oh.
Yeah, in the woods one day.
She was nearly Mrs. Potts.
I was Mrs. nearly Emma Mrs. Potts. So I replied to Dave and I say, "Go on." And he says, "Dad wants to know. He just found out you're from Ballyduff and he died." Now my heart sank. My sister's still trying to lock the door up. And I interrupt her who's chatting and I say, "I'm really sorry to tell you this, Laura, but Jimmy Potts is dead." And she was like, "What? What? What happened? Is he sick?" She screams out the door to her husband, "Dave, Jimmy Potts is dead." Jack's like, "Who the hell is Jimmy Potts?" I'm like, "Jimmy Potts, it's very hard to explain, but you know, Ballyduff, where I grew up, he was a big part of the community and we had a great time growing up with him and I went on holidays with his family and he was great with the drama and he taught me in secondary school."
He shifted his young for the...
Laura literally was standing here like this, like hands on her face going, "Jimmy Potts died?"
No.
Like, how did this happen? Was he sick? Let's cross over now to France, where Dave
Austria.
Is being close.
Close. I was in Austria having a lovely dinner with my family.
Oh, glorious.
And we're chatting away and we're chatting about growing up. And obviously me and my siblings are from Meath. Mama's from Dublin. And Dad is from a place in Cork called Fermoy, which is very close to where Emma grew up. And I was like, "But it's kind of on the border, isn't it?" And he was like, "No, not really." And I was just like, "Well, Emma grew up really close to Fermoy." And he says, "But she's from Waterford." "I know." I say, "She's from Ballyduff Upper." He went, "Ballyduff!" I went, yeah. And so he's like, oh my God, ask her if she knows Jimmy Potts. So I go, I just text Emma, I go, Jimmy Potts, do your parents know him? She says, go on. Dad wants to know. He just found out you're from Ballyduff and he died. She goes, he taught Irish in my school. No, his kids. Shifted his young fella. Oh my God, he died. And I said, no, 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 no. Emma goes, I had no idea he was sick. I'm like, I can sense Emma spiraling. I'm in Austria. Emma's in Ballyduff. I can sense her spiraling. I had to shout back at the phone, he's not dead. My father died when he found out you were from Ballyduff. So let's just go through how it is again, okay? Jimmy Potts, do your parents know him? Emma, go on. Me, Dad wants to know. He's just found out you're from Ballyduff and he died.
To be fair,
who's in the right there?
I come on now, surely. I was literally standing at the front door of my sister's house, shaking, going, I'm going to need a few days off work. I have, Laura, I know you're like this, and you're weighing it up in your head. You're like, I'm going to have to be at that funeral. Laura was like, well, I'd expect their kids to be at ours if it was our parents. And it was like, I'm going to need to take a day off work. What time is it in Australia? My parents are away at the moment. Can we ring Mom and
Dad? Oh, God,
yet?
You don't want to give them a fright.
My sister ends up sending Dave a voice. Don't we realise the confusion? She says this to him.
David Hammond, I was just about to ring my brother and be like, he's dead.
It's the inflection that you did it with.
I can apologise to the Nolans because Jimmy Potts is not dead. He's living absolutely fine, oh, I hope. I don't know him, by the way. I have no idea who this man is, but Dad does know him.
And is his son single?
I haven't thought about this guy in like 20 years. And like the
and
whole
yet you were
life.
Ready to go to his funeral.
To take 3 days off work. To lead the funeral procession.
My granny died last year and I only took 1 day.
Emma's like, I'll need the month. I need to be back down for the month's mind. I need to make the lasagnas.
Even like that whole night, we just ended up talking about Jimmy Potts. You know, it's so random. We were like, he must be scratching the nose off himself because we just spent our whole night talking about him. Oh, it was so funny. My sister was like, genuinely.
You must
like,
have to break it. No, he's not dead, actually.
I was
never
like,
mind.
Guys, stop everything. Jimmy Potts lives. You're on spin.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
How are we? What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's happening? Can I ask a question that genuinely, I know it sounds like a joke, but I'm actually being serious.
Go on then.
And maybe scientists are listening, and maybe you don't need to be a scientist, maybe just the answer is very clear. You know all the rain we're having at the moment?
Yes. Yeah.
Honest question.
Where's
that going? Can we do something about that? Mm. Like, can we in any way, so like my thought frame was like, can we get like a plane up there to get rid of the clouds?
Like the opposite of cloud seeding.
Exactly. So in Dubai, they go up and they put clouds in the air. Can we get the clouds away? Because I know, like, there's like, say, for example, in like Los Angeles, when millionaires have parties, they don't want clouds. So they get a plane to go up and get disperse the clouds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just in case it rains or whatever. So they get rid of the clouds. Can we do that? Is that possible? Can we go up there with a giant, like, wind turbine and just blow them all to Britain?
I thought you could have a great idea. First of all, I thought you could only do it to make it rain, because everyone thinks I'm mental when I say this, but when I went to Dubai a few years ago and it was like maybe there was still a little bit of COVID going on, it was like you were in the clear and then cases were coming back and they didn't want people going out at New Year's, so they did that cloud seeding thing and they made it rain so that people would stay in. Yeah, 100%.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and every time I tell people they think I'm crazy. They think I'm tinfoil hat, but it's 100% real.
No, it is real. But when I was in Dubai, they'd say, even the tourist people who bring you on tours are like, oh yeah, well, we make our own clouds when it gets too dry.
Oh my God.
Look, they do whatever they want over there. Yeah. But I don't know
not
if you can
for
do...
the old environment.
Ah, God, no.
Also, ethically, is it okay?
I just don't think... Ethically, is anything okay there?
Personally, I don't like the idea of messing with Mother Nature too much. But
surely there has to be a line. Like.
I think she's winding it in now. Mommy N.
Really? Because last week I was listening to Matt Aaron and they were saying it's here to stay.
Stop.
No, I'm no, but I'm just saying.
There's none left.
Is there something? Tomorrow's a washout.
Is there something we can do?
I think so, yeah.
There's nothing we can do.
Is there anything to be said
for putting a roof?
Honestly, Ireland, you're gorgeous. If we could only roof you.
Tomorrow, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, just had a look. Tomorrow is a disaster.
Stop.
When will it end?
Yeah, I know.
Your number one hit music station.
into Top 10 Tuesday. This is where, in this week's case, I'm going to give Fiona, Dave, and you listening a topic. And your job between the three of you is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've done things like Katy Perry's first 10 singles, the last 10 Super Bowl performances, and loads more in the meantime as well. Dave and Fiona, you've got 3 lives each, and you'll take turns to try and complete the top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer, and you're going to lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10 list, okay?
Okay.
Can I just say, just before we start, it's a fantastic explainer of the game, because I wouldn't know how to explain this game. It's 10 things. You got to name the 10 things. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah,
very
so
good
true.
Explainer.
Well done, Em.
This is where... Colin wrote this. This is where...
Well, you read it with conviction.
This is where you come in, okay? You listening, because if Dave and Fiona can't fill out the whole 10, we will throw it out to you listening. You get your guesses in and you'll win your way to the cinema for getting involved in this as well. So it's well worth listening closely for this. I'm not sure what the reasoning is that Colm chose this topic this week. Super Bowl is obviously relevant, but also I think the idea of it being Fiona's last week and a bit of a reach, but Goo Goo Gaga, because you're about to have a baby.
Gaga, Lady Gaga, songs from Lady Gaga.
With that in mind, I'm looking for Lady Gaga's first 10 top 40 singles in Ireland as a lead artist.
Wait, did we have this?
Nope, not Lady Gaga.
What do you mean?
We did Katy Perry, not Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Okay.
Ringing a bell for...
We haven't done Lady Gaga.
Come on. If you know it, you know it. Go for it then.
Why okay. are you giving them... Why are you giving up?
No, I'm not. I'm not giving up at all. I'm happy. Will I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Poker Face.
Poker Face. 2009, it got to number one. Well done, Fiona. It's in there, though, at number two. As in, there was a song before that.
Was that number two?
That came in at number two on the list, yeah.
I can't remember any bloody Lady Gaga. Born This Way.
Born This Way, Dave.
It's not in it, is it?
Of course it is.
It is.
Oh, thank God.
But it's much further down the list at number eight. Born This Way was released in 2011, so just for context, that's 2 years after Poker Face.
So good.
So just a reminder, you're both missing the breakthrough single for Lady Gaga in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You have it? Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go Alejandro.
I had that written down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What a tune. Number 7, feet.
Alejandro.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Her back catalogue's incredible. That was released in 2010.
Number 1 is Just Dance.
Brilliant. Okay, so far we have identified 4 out of 10.
Guys, Lady Gaga is the best. And watch me not get one more.
I don't know any single...
What about, am I going to say Telephone?
Telephone with Beyonce.
Yeah, but is it out of it?
Number 6.
Oh.
Yes!
Interesting fact about that song... There was a lot of talk recently that there might be a part 2 of the song of Beyonce with Lady Gaga and Telephone. Beyonce just yesterday shared a photo of her with a telephone, right? An old school kind of telephone from the 90s. And as you flick over to the next one, she's eating a burger. At the very end of the telephone video, Lady Gaga says, if you kill a cow, you got to eat the burger. So the talk is now that there's going to be a telephone part 2.
No way. Now it'll be like, you didn't reply to my voice note. Not gonna get played it on 1.5.
Yeah, because that's the way things are going because of woke.
It's all modern now. It's all modern.
Just to go through the list where we're at, we're looking for Lady Gaga's top, Lady Gaga's first top 10, first 10 top 40 songs in Ireland as a lead artist. Dave and Fiona together have already identified number 1, Just Dance, 2, Poker Face, 6, Telephone, 7, Alejandro, and 8, Born This Way. We're looking for 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10.
Okay, I think I can do 2 more.
Go on!
Abracadabra.
What?
Is that not the song? Abracadabra.
Yeah, but that was only quite recent.
Yeah, but it still went surely to... Oh my God, what?
That was like 2 minutes ago.
That was like last year, Dave.
Dave, get a bloody clue.
Oh, it's the first 10.
Abracadabra.
Oh, crap.
Stadium. All right, Fee, what you got?
Paparazzi.
Oh.
Paparazzi. It's number 3. Very good. That was in 2009 as well.
I don't know the name of it, but it's also a movie and it's with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
And Will you accept that? Will you accept Bradley Cooper?
Sing a bit.
I don't know any of it. I've never seen it.
No, you know what they... In the... And this is the name of the song. In the... Even though I don't think this is...
Stubborn Way or in the...
We won't accept Stubborn Way or what you're trying to get at, which is Shallow, because again, it was released about 5 minutes ago.
What's the movie?
It's from... A Star is Born.
And the song is Shallow. Oh...
You're on a good run, Fee.
I know, but I might have to tap out because I don't think I can think of any quick enough.
I'm going to go with one, and I know is not in it, but it's my favourite Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Judas.
Yeah!
Number 9.
No!
Well done!
Brilliant.
That is such a tune.
And 2011. What else was she doing when she was being a little freak like that?
I don't know.
No, I have to go. Okay. But I like...
Well done on Paparazzi though, because I would have called that photographer.
Well done on Judas. Photographer.
Yeah. Are you out?
I'm out.
Okay,
yeah, I'm gone. So what, we're missing a 4, a 5 and a 10.
That's not bad at all. Just to go through the list. Number 1, correctly identified by Dave and Fiona, Just Dance. That was released in 2009. Poker Face, same year. That was number 2. Same year, Paparazzi. She took over the charts in 2009. We're missing number 4 and 5. Number 6, she came back with Telephone in 2010 with Beyonce. Alejandro was also in 2010. Then we had Born This Way and Judas, both in 2011. That's number 8 and 9. So we're looking for number 4, number 5 and number 10. Can you help us out this morning? If you can, you'll win your way to the cinema. Get in touch on WhatsApp on 087-711-103 with your guesses.
I can't believe Judas is one.
I love that song. I'm about to pound Lady Gaga.
I'm going to play so much Gaga today. So many good throwbacks. They just don't make music the same anymore now.
Anyway, here's Sarah McKenna.
This is Spin. It's 9:22. Good morning. And we are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Woo. This is where I give Dave, Fiona and you listening a topic, and between the three of you, you need to figure out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. In the past, we've done the likes of Katy Perry's first 10 singles. We've done the last 10 Super Bowl performances. We've done loads more as well. So Dave and Fiona, they had three lives each, and they've taken it in turns to try and complete the top 10 list, but they are stuck. This week, we were looking for Lady Gaga's first 10 top 40 songs in Ireland as a lead artist. Now, they correctly identified number 1, Just Dance. Number 2, Poker Face. Number 3, Fiona guessed Paparazzi. Dave said he would have said Photographer.
What's that song, Photograph?
What's that song, Lad in the Bushes?
We were missing 4 and 5. They correctly identified Telephone. There she is.
Telephone.
The brilliant Alejandro.
It's Alejandro.
Alejandro. Born This Way.
Round of applause for number 9, by the way, which I guessed.
It's this.
So good.
So we are looking for number 4, 5 and number 10. Danielle thinks she can help us. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, Danielle, are you a little monster? I know that's a weird question. That's what Lady Gaga calls her fans, little monsters. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's a really awkward question.
He was asking weird questions.
All right, Danielle, come on, finish this list for us. What are we missing?
The Edge of Glory.
The Edge of Glory.
So good.
Fiona mentioned a while ago around the time of Judas when she was being a little freak, you said.
Yes, tune.
The Edge of Glory.
What number?
Is it number 10?
Oh, well done, Danielle. You just got in there with us.
What? Any other guesses?
Go on.
Let's play a love game.
No!
Love, but you want fame, or you win the game. It's number 4.
I never would have got that.
I know.
No, me neither.
One of those kind of forgotten ones.
I would have gotten The Edge of Glory, but never The Love of Game. All right, go on. Number 5. Complete the list, Danielle. Go on, you can do it.
Bad Romance.
No. How did we not get Bad Romance?
It's number 4!
No, Fee, how did we not get that?
No, I'm so embarrassed. But you're under pressure when you're on the radio.
Danielle, unbelievable. Well done. 3 IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Well, thank you for completing
Danielle,
this.
I think you might be a little monster.
You are a little monster.
To be honest.
Well done,
Danielle. I loved all her old music.
Yeah, so fantastic.
Good. So good.
Thanks, hon.
Thanks a million.
Good luck, Danielle.
Bye. I feel like we've put too much Lady Gaga into people's heads, so don't go and listen to loads of Lady Gaga today, because you do need to win some prizes with Michaela on 10 Plus One.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll play Abracadabra or something.
The Dead Dance. It's
yeah.
Big at the
that's a tune.
Well,
the Dead Dance.
Do the Dead Dance. Okay, very good. Fair play. I cannot wait to listen to Love Game in full.
Yeah,
while
so
I'm out
good.
For a walk late. Benson Boone and Mr. Electric Blue on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I love that song. And I know I say it every time and I will stop saying it soon. But I love it.
Go He's on, good tell energy.
Us, tell us something about what the lyrics mean, like you like to do with these songs.
Do you know what? I haven't a clue.
And that's the beauty of
maybe
it.
Maybe it's about a Smurf.
Maybe it is.
Who else is? Maybe it's about an avatar.
Maybe it's about a Smurf and an avatar kissing and then they shoot through the sky.
Maybe it's about a person who's really cold and their skin goes a bit blue when
I'd
it's really
say
cold.
His guitar is that's what he calls his guitar.
You just ruined
electric
it.
Blue.
Why do you always have to know stuff?
I just was guessing.
Why can't you have a bit of crack?
I was just wondering if I could also get involved, guys. Sorry.
No, shut up, Dave.
Cool.
$250,000 to go on Spin's Cash Machine Friday. Details on the way.
I can't wait till you have your baby. I'm gone for 6 months. The other way, like our radio station, Instagrams have kind of become our news feed now. Like that's how where we get our news. I got my news off a radio station yesterday and I said it to my housemates and they all went, "What?" And I knew I had made the right decision by announcing the news to the entire
house.
I love
when it gets the payoff. Like
yeah. Kin to return for a third series after 3 year hiatus.
Okay. Yes.
Now, Fiona, I know you didn't watch it.
I watched the first couple of episodes.
Now, in fairness, I have to say, season one, really not good.
I'll tell you what, actually. I watched the first couple of episodes and then when I was in a pub in West Cork, on the telly in the pub, it had one of the most worst traumatising scenes from Kin.
Oh,
on the,
yeah.
Do you know, like they'd been shown the late late
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after that, it's like a repeat of something. And it was yes. like the most traumatising scene while we're all trying to sit and have our pints and have a nice time.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with the vibe.
You get the energy yeah. of it, yeah.
All I know is that it's like love, hate, like 2.0 kind of
yeah,
thing.
Kinda. Like, so it was started by RT a couple of years ago. I think I remember watching it. I want to say like
COVID?
I want to say pre-pandemic
season one. Is it giving 2019?
Yeah, I think it's giving 2019. Obviously, you had like Aidan Gillen in it. Charlie Cox was in it.
Yeah.
Some really, really big
great actors.
Actors. And yet, some of the acting wasn't fantastic in season one. But season two, I thought it really kind of came into its own. Anyway, it's been years since it's been going on. And but they've just... But basically what happened, like Netflix bought it.
Yes.
To the rights to it.
That's really cool.
But to show season one and two. So everyone was like, oh, are they going to put on a season three?
It's going to ump the hype on it a little bit.
But no, they didn't. They just bought the rights to it to show it, right? So I was really confused. But it says on this radio station's Instagram that RTE and BBC have now joined forces to bring the Peter McKenna series back, according to the Irish Sun. So apparently this guy, Peter McKenna, who wrote Kin, has the series written.
Oh, no way.
Along with the new third season, it's also reported that a fourth and fifth series are also nailed down.
Wow.
So, all right. So we have this.
Yeah.
We have Kin coming back, which to me, in my house, is really, really exciting news.
Mm.
You also have These Sacred Vows, which is the new, like, Irish White Lotus.
Yes.
Tom Vaughan Lawler, Nidge and Love Hate, is in it. Shane Daniel Byrne is in it.
Where can I watch that one?
The show. It's on the RT player.
It's on the player.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of like, I know people have watched it. I don't know if people were a big fan of it, to be honest. But they did say that it looked quite expensive.
Mm. Yeah.
Does RT have money again? What's going on?
Ooh.
What's happening there?
I thought there was the whole thing. Do you know? Wasn't that the whole, oh, we can't make anything. That's why Kin stopped. That's why they stopped making any kind of thing.
Yeah.
They were stopping game shows left, right and centre.
Sure,
apart
weren't
from,
they selling land out in Donnybrook?
There you go.
Yeah.
They were stopping everything apart from Dancing with the Stars. They were going to like, oh no, we have to keep Dancing with the Stars. That's the one thing we're keeping. They got rid of everything else. Like,
yeah.
Like Winning Streak hasn't been back.
Well, that's a crime against humanity. But didn't Kin just go really far with the budget? I thought that was a thing as well. Like,
I don't know.
A massive budget on it, I thought.
I'd say there was, because like it was shot brilliantly.
But is it like the production company who brings the budget?
No,
or
I'd
what?
Say
no.
It surely. But now if RTE and BBC are coming together, like famously both always say, sure, we've no money.
Yeah.
They do.
We've no money
at all. I wonder would it do well in the UK is what I'm curious
about. Well, I wonder, did Love Hate translate in the UK?
I don't know, but it was big in France for some reason.
What?
Yeah, Love Hate was on French Netflix.
Kin was aired on the BBC. But Love Hate never made it over to the UK,
which is so mad. Because
that's a shame. Sorry, Love Hate is big in France.
It was on French. I just remember back in the day getting a VPN so I could watch Love Hate on Netflix in France.
That is class.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
And just for the dates and everything, it was 2021 and 2023.
Oh. Okay, so it had been COVID.
Right. Guys, I'm going to have to break up with Jack.
Oh.
Oh, what a shame. It's not going so well.
Do your little joke.
I text him. I said, any hopes or dreams for dinner? I can run to Lidl after the show. And he said, I fancy some fish. I said, ah, but come on, it's Pancake Tuesday, love.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, it is. And I said, not for dinner? And he said, I'm not having pancakes for my dinner.
I totally will.
English.
What? For English. Dinner, Dave? Really?
No,
it's pancakes for dinner for dessert. Pancake Tuesday.
No, you have a small dinner and then you have pancakes for dessert.
No.
Pancakes for dinner and dessert.
Pancakes for dinner.
No.
I was just saying, Callum, I have to break up with Jack because he said, I'm not having pancakes
He's
for my
wrong.
Dinner.
He is
what
wrong.
A shame.
He's foolish.
And that, like, as an Englishman, I would normally side with the English.
Shocking.
Why are you saying that?
Stop advertising
that. Don't you want people to like you?
As an Englishman that's been in Ireland for 8 years, I will always side with the Irish. But no, I would 100% be pancakes for dinner.
Yeah.
And pancake, like, have a savoury pancake for dinner.
If you want, a bit of ham and cheese.
There's just a whole other world out there that I didn't realise. Like, the US people had pancakes for dinner on Pancake Tuesday. No. Well, so what did you do on Halloween when you went trick-or-treating? Was that your dinner? No, you had your dinner. You had your curly kale with your money in your potatoes.
So, sorry, when did you have your pancakes on Pancake Tuesday?
For
breakfast?
Dessert.
But it's like your dinner. Your
way
parents aren't going to cook the dinner and then the pancakes as well.
What kind of parents did you have?
They cooked one thing.
No.
As was their
Well,
rice.
The chef would cook the dinner.
That was after the scheme.